All right, and welcome back, everyone, for another episode of The First Inning. And we got a great show for you today. We will be talking about the ending of the winter meetings and the recap of the Rule 5 draft results. And we're going to talk about that. And oh man, and thank goodness Aaron Judge has agreed to a 9-year deal at $360 million, something like that, $40 million a year for 9 years. And that's the best thing right now that's ever happened to the Yankees right now. So we're gonna thank the good Lord on that one. Push this up a little bit, but we're back with a good show. So here we are, it's Friday, thank the good Lord. And like I just said, matter of fact, welcome back to the first inning. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening on Spotify. And we're gonna get into some topics real quick. And real quick, the Rule 5 draft that happened just the other day. That was on Wednesday. And let's see who the Yankees have picked. I'll tell you real quick. The Yankees passed on that round. And they didn't actually pick up anybody. So let me just remind everybody what the Rule 5 draft is. It happens in the winter meetings. And it's a way for players to potentially, that have potential talent enough for big leagues, but blocked by their current baseball team to find opportunities elsewhere. So any player that is under 18, I mean that were 18 and under at the time of their original signing, right? And were signed in 2018 or earlier, and any player 19 and older that signed in 2019 or earlier, who are not on a club's 40-man roster, are eligible to be selected in the Rule 5 draft. Okay, so talking about these young kids that are in the minor leagues, they got signed early, and because of talent or whatever be ahead of them, they didn't get to make it onto the team and never made it onto a 40-man roster, so then they get etched out, you know. So this is a way to get picked up by another team. So how it works is the teams will draft in reverse order of the 22 season standings from last place to first place, with no club obligated to make a selection when it's their turn. If they do make a pick, they will have to pay $100,000 to the team they select from. The selected player must stay on the active roster for the entire 23 season or be placed on waivers. As they clear waivers, they must be offered back to the original team. They cannot be optioned to the minors. The most recent addition in 2020 saw some notable names move around, such as Akil Bab Badu going to the Twins for to the Tigers, while Garrett Whitlock went from the Yankees to the Red Sox. So let's see, Mets. Let me see, did the Mets pick up anybody? Zach Greene. The Yankees have picked up, the Mets have picked up Zach Greene from the Yankees. And anybody else? A lot of, most of the teams passed. But the only teams that picked up were very few. The White Sox, Nick Alva. The Orioles, right-handed pitcher Andrew Pilati. Brewers, right-handed pitcher Gus Verlaine. Phillies, right-handed pitcher Noah Song. Padres, left-handed pitcher Jose Lopez, the Mariners, right-handed pitcher Chris Clark, and the Cardinals, Wilking Rodriguez, and the Mets, Right-handed pitcher Zach Greene. So that's your that's what it is right there. The Yankees had the food drive at Yankee Stadium, and my good buddy of mine, oh, Bryson, he's watching. Bryson actually went to the food drive and actually met Harrison Bader, and it's a pretty good picture. They have actually a pretty good picture together there with Harrison Bader. So I'm happy that he actually made it to the Yankees and became a thing. But shout out to Bryson on the check-in. Oh, and also to Bryson, I was watching MLB today. MLB on YouTube put out a video of the most epic home runs of 2022. And they put that home run up with Giancarlo Stanton hitting the grand slam to walk it off to win the game. And you're in that home run. So that's pretty cool. So you'll be etched in history forever, man. Not bad. But I told you that game, too. I remember that game clearly. We was waiting for that number 60 home run or something like that. I think that's the day we met Zach Hample. And that was a great game. And and I was like, oh, man, I got to go to work. It's the ninth inning. The Yankees were losing bad, 5-2 or something like that. I think it was 5-2 they were losing. And I was like, listen, man, I made it to the ninth inning. Aaron Judge ain't coming back, ain't coming up to bat. Let me go home because I already, well, I said, if I go home now, the Yankees will probably rally and win the game. Right, I think I actually told Bryson that myself. I was like, if I leave now, I think the Yankees will probably win the game. But if I stay, the Yankees will lose. So I was like, you know what? Let me leave. Let the Yankees win. And it ended up being an epic walk-off home run, man. So whoever has a YouTube service, go check out MLB. YouTube channel, and they just posted up a video called Epic Home Runs of 2022, and you'll see Giancarlo Stanton and Bryson in there. That's pretty cool. But another thing with the Yankees are seeking Carlos Rendon for a 7-year deal, right? And the Yankees are one of many teams known to be interested in Carlos Rendon. So they would prefer to limit him to a 4 or 5 year deal. But that might be a problem. But he wants at least 7 years, according to a Red Sox reporter, that the Red Sox are talking to him. But it's also been reported that Rendon was seeking a 6-year deal, but there may be good reasons he upped his ax. The free agent market has been broadly aggressive. So Trey Turner got signed. Xavier Bogaerts got signed. 11-year deals. Brandon Nimmo just got signed to the Mets, back to the Mets. Verlander and Scherzer are on the Mets. Damn. Wait, the Mets have Scherzer and Verlander together? Is that true? Am I reading this right? Oh my God. Brandon Nimmo will be paid till he's 38 with the Mets. Pitchers, meanwhile, have struggled to land guarantees beyond their 30-year season, with older veterans like Matt Scherzer and Justin Verlander standing as expectations for obvious reasons. Wow, but Jacob deGrom signed with the Texas Rangers, and he's 39 years old. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. 39 years old. Oh, my God. But that would have been nice to get, you know, DeGrom. But he ain't gonna. The Yankees wasn't gonna give him the type of money that he wanted. So it was no way that it was happening. Let's get into some other news. Oh, I didn't go down in that thing. So at this point, is where do the Yankees stand at the winter meetings? And you know what? All they got out of it was a pitcher and Aaron Judge. Mostly. The Yankees have acquired Tommy Canley for let me see how many how much 5.75 million dollars for the next 2 seasons. So that means he's making like two million 75,000 a year, something like that, for 2 years, for a year. Which is I still take that. I take a million. You ain't even gotta pay me all that. But I mean, the Yankees still have a lot of work to do on Brian Cashman's front. I mean, I feel like you still got to go out and get a not really a center fielder, because Aaron Judge should be the center fielder because he won the MVP as a center fielder. So I feel like you need a guy that can play center field but also play right and left field. So you need a guy that could play, multiple positions out in the outfield. Preferably, I would think a right fielder, because you would have Judge in center field. You could put Harrison Bader in left field, and you could put Cabrera in right field. I think they should keep him and bring him up. I don't know how that's gonna work, but that's what they should do. And then that's your outfield. And then Hicks and all that, they'll probably trade him off somehow, and we'll get another guy. The Yankees could also sign Andrew Benintendi. He's still on the market. I don't think he's been picked up yet. So, there's a lot of ways for things to happen. Now, the Diamondbacks have interest in selling a lot of their players. So what they're saying is, like, the Yankees are one of 10 teams that are talking to Arizona, and the Yankees are actually looking for Corbin Carroll. Let me go to the stadium view real quick. Corbin Carroll, I mean, he's one of the top prospects in baseball. That's what they're saying. But don't know how. Maybe the seats right here. Let me adjust it a little bit. Bam. And Dalton Varsho, that's another guy that's 26 years old, 27 home runs. He sounds pretty good. What does he play? I forgot. It doesn't say here. Oh, he's a defensive outfielder. That's somebody who they could use right there. Because pretty much they're going to have Stanton as a DH. You know what I mean? So you need an extra good outfielder to play every other day. And a guy like that could hit 27 home runs, yeah, I would think he would probably maybe even earn a spot out there every day and maybe right or left field. Also, I don't know what happened with the Seattle Mariners and the Yankees talking about getting Teoscar Hernandez to play right field. So I don't know what happened to that. So I guess nothing. But I mean, other than the winter meetings right now, that's pretty much what you got. And There wasn't really no big splashes or any of that stuff. So, I mean, that's where we pretty much stand at this point in time. You know, I mean, so let's see how the season goes. But at this point in time, the Yankees are going to have to work on what they got right now. And the starting rotation looks very well. I mean, even if you have Severino in there, I mean, they can even trade off Severino, even though that they just signed him. I mean, he could even be traded. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't think just because you're traded, you still have a job on this team. You know what I mean? So you could probably easily be traded and gone. But if the Yankees get Rendon, right? Yeah, Carlos Rendon. It would be Garrett Cole, Carlos Rendon, Frankie Montas, Nasty Nesta. And then you got, yeah, Severino. You're going to have to keep him. And that'll be your starting five. You see? And then the Yankees will have probably Clay Holmes as the bullpen. I mean, in the bullpen as the closer. And the Yankees are going to have to figure out the people in between. You know, I know they're going to have Wendy Peralta back. But how much can Wendy Peralta pitch like he did last year? Because every time the Yankees were in a jam, they were ready to call in Peralta. He's the guy that gets them out of anything. You know, so that's where we stand at this point in time. But it's been a great season. I was checking out all the home runs that they were playing, it's a lot of epic home runs, man. Judge got a few of them, two or three of them. He got two walk-offs or something like that, two or three walk-offs, Aaron Judge. And the Giancarlo one, Bryson, you're in that video. And is there another one? I don't know, but I think the Josh Donaldson home run should have been in it too, because that was on opening day. That was a walk-off. Remember, on this opening day for the Yankees in 2022, the opening day, it was won on a walk-off by Josh Donaldson. People forget that one, huh? And then he was a love Yankee and all that, and he was on the money all the way, and then stupidity happens, and then now we're back to where we at. Craziness. Also, they actually revealed the phone call, what was said in the phone call between Aaron Judge and Steinbrenner. And he basically told him, I mean, like, we want you to be a Yankee. What would it take to be a Yankee? And he was like, yo, the ball's in your court. And it's like, do you want to be a Yankee? Yes or no? And like Aaron Judge was like, yeah, man, I really do want to be a Yankee, but give me one more year. And they said, all right, so they gave him one more year. So, I mean, Aaron Judge is going to do pretty good there. He's going to be there with LeMahieu, Garrett Cole, and Giancarlo Stanton. Them four guys are going to be there for a while, a long time. You know? So that's going to be real interesting to see if they could pull off a championship run with this team. Finally, if they can. You know what I mean? Right now, we don't even have no long tenure Yankee, but Severino, he's the only one left. And Severino's got to stay around. I would like to see Severino win a World Series too, man. And then we'll be good. Then we gotta do it again for a second time. Win two. Because that whole reign with the Houston Astros, man, that's gotta come to an end. And eventually it's probably gonna be over. That team, they're trying to keep it together. So, I mean, and I don't think Altuve's going anywhere. Bregman ain't going nowhere. Alvarez and Reif in left field, he ain't going nowhere. He was winning them games like crazy. So they're going to keep that team together. That's a fact. You know, but it's definitely been a good show. It's been a good podcast. I'm going to get off. And, the Hall of Fame from the old-time group, the selection was Fred McGriff. I got to talk more about that. I didn't bring up some notes about him, but I forgot to talk about it. But we're back with a good one. So, I need you guys to like, share, subscribe. And we'll definitely be back on another one. It's a short video, short real clip. But that's pretty much the end of the winter meetings. Thank goodness the Yankees got Judge back. I mean, I was ready to go to Yankee Stadium with signs and D batteries and all kind of stuff. Now, I'm only kidding, but you know what I mean? Nostalgic stuff, right? But we was going to definitely let them hear it, you know, at Yankee Stadium when he played at opening day at Yankee Stadium. That would have been wild. That would have been one sight to see. But I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you for watching, everyone. And like, share, subscribe. And Bryson, check out that video. It's on MLB YouTube channel. You see the Giancarlo home run. It's one of the first videos. I think it's the second video or third video. And you'll see yourself. I was like, oh man, there he is. That was a good game too, man. But I'm out of here. It's gonna be a cold weekend, but it's all good. It's ready. It's Christmas time, and hopefully everybody has a good holiday, and we're gonna work on that all the way to Christmas. So until then, thank you guys for watching. I'll be back on Tuesday with some more stuff, whatever happens then, and we'll come back with that. And until then, see ya.